Good morning, 709, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. If you're stuck in all this mess out on Perdido Key Drive, I'm so sorry. It is, well, it looks like a nightmare on the map, I'll just be honest with you. And so I hope they get everything cleared out there, and I hope you can resume travel. But, man, what's the advice right now? Go around? Go
yeah,
Lillian Highway?
Go take Highway 98 into Lillian.
Lord. Man, just when you think you've seen enough problems with traffic, no, there's always more. I am so sorry if you're dealing with that this morning. Joining us now by phone, we have Escambia County Commissioner Robert Bender, District 4. That's the eastern half of the city of Pensacola, plus Pensacola Beach, Santa Rosa Island, at least Escambia County's portion of it. Commissioner, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Morning, Andrew. Thank you for having me.
As always, good to have you. All right, so you were on the bridge yesterday. You were on the 3-mile bridge yesterday, you and Commission Chairman from District 4 in Santa Rosa County, Dave Peach. And what didst thou see?
I saw a bridge that was nearly complete for at least the 2-lane portion. Senator Broxson's been going out there about every 2 weeks to check on progress since they had missed that deadline in March. So he was even surprised to see how far they had progressed. And as we speak right now, they should be finishing up the pouring of that span near 70 and let that start to cure. And boy, I joked with Peach that Commissioner Peach he needed to park on the Gulf Breeze side and come out as far as he could. And we could walk and meet each other in the middle there. And we could have done it yesterday with all the rebar and everything they had laid out. So I think that's when we talked after the meeting yesterday is that's where we are more confident that they can hit that end of May deadline.
Okay, so the bridge is connecting all the way across. As you say, the rebar and the metal and the framing is all holding it, is all connected from one end to the other. All they're doing today, and I had thought the mayor had said they were supposed to pour yesterday, but you say they're pouring concrete basically now. So the decking is going to be done here within the day or the next day, and all that's going to be left now is what, the vertical pieces to put the safety railing in to open it up, is that right?
So you have to let it strengthen, and I confirmed with my engineering based on what I heard them say yesterday is that they're definitely using a high compound strengthening and curing process, so they're putting additional money into this concrete to allow for a quicker process, and then yes, they'll put in the siding, the wall on the side, and then there are some other things. You have to grind it a little bit to get it to the height of the roadway. You'd have to do the striping. You have to put the delineators out. So there is a little bit more of a process to go, but that, again, that's where at least FDOT feels more confident that they can hit that day. As with everybody else in the community, it's I'll believe it when I see it, and I did see some of it yesterday and see how close we are. And so we know we're ready to get that open and get traffic flowing back into Gulf Breeze and an easier way into Pensacola Beach and back into Pensacola for all those people that come in every day. So
now I know
we're seeing a little bit closer.
I know everybody is saying for sure they're going to hit the Memorial Day for at least 2 lanes, but I have had Grover and Doug Broxson and Alex Andrade say that they are genuinely optimistic that middle of this month, based on the progress you've said, that fits with what they're saying. Are you at least hoping, optimistically believing the possibility that within the next, say, I don't know, 2 weeks, we might actually have Pensacola to Gulf Breeze connected again by car?
I think 2 weeks would be a stretch.
Okay.
Just based on the process and how everything gets done. Again, we feel confident it'll be by the end of the month.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. And the other question related to all of this is, Mayor Robinson has been talking about the landing on the Pensacola side, and it's been hard to pin him down on this, but he seems to be concerned that we might have an intact bridge and nothing on this side of the bridge to drive onto. Do you have any concern about that, or are you confident that when the bridge is ready, we won't be waiting on a destination road or turnoffs or anything on the Pensacola side?
The landing will not be 100% complete when the bridge gets reopened. And it was something that we would have had to deal with had the bridge been open this whole time, is this landing.
Right.
They completely removed the intersection at 17th. But they will have, and I think that's almost where we're having one lane open, maybe assist them a little bit, is that we would probably have to go to one lane in there if it wasn't on the bridge. And so they are – the Secretary Gaynor was with us yesterday, and he said, listen, you know, we need to have that. So we'll have a more formal update from FDOT, and they'll do their press release today. But we do expect to have – I mean, there'll be some portion. They'll start laying asphalt and things like that. In fact, the accident that occurred last Friday, it shut them down for 4 days.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Yeah,
they would have poured decking earlier, but they had a safety stand down and OSHA came out. So very unfortunately, feel for that individual's family, and just an unfortunate accident.
And so that,
but the risk that these guys have every day, yeah.
Yeah, so that interfered only with the landing itself, which is going to be functional to some volume. It will not be completed when the bridge itself is open, and the work on the bridge itself was not delayed because of the stand down with that accident. Is that all correct, basically?
My understanding, it was a complete stand down.
Okay. Oh, it was the whole bridge they stopped for 4 days?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, again, I said this before. It's a man died. I mean, I understand the need to do the safety checks, but okay, all right. But still, no concern that even that 4 days would put that end of the month Memorial Day target in jeopardy, right?
Correct. Okay. Again, it looked like it was a good day. It's a good morning, so they should be pouring concrete right now and wrap it up about the time you get off the air.
The other question I wanted to ask you about, Commissioner, is the ferry, which is now back at the Port of Pensacola, but what, still waiting on the final Coast Guard approval to operate, and once that checkbox is done, they can start immediately. Is that right?
That's my understanding. That's what I've been talking about with them. I saw your video here earlier, and we're excited for that. That means that everything that needed to be fixed and upgraded has occurred. But they do need that Coast Guard inspection, and they feel that it should come quickly. I've, of course, offered any support I could to reach out to the Coast Guard and stress how important it was that they come and inspect it as quickly as they can, but they felt it was under control and things were taken care of. So we look forward to having that back out. I would say that Representative Andrade and I are still working with different various state agencies on a way we can't help in some way on the cost, if at least for low income. So that's something that we continue to work on. Of course, we've been told no a lot of times in a lot of places, but still something we're trying to do for our citizens.
Yeah, and it's see, to me, this is going to be, we're going to finally find out if even under the, for the ferry service itself, best case scenario, if there's full ridership or not. And, you know, at, what is it, $26, I think, is the number I keep hearing. You know, I haven't checked it myself, but, you know, it's fairly expensive. But if people view that as the option, they'd rather do that than drive around. So we'll see. Just a last very quick thing I wanted to ask you. Putting all the totality of everything together, COVID, the bridge, everything, Blue Angels is still on. We are aiming at Blue Angels in 2 months, right?
The most I heard earlier this week, talking to Lee Davis, the Island Authority Director, was they are looking forward to a great event. And so we still have some time as we see more and more venues are going to 100%. The outside and vaccinated we're learning is safer and safer.
Right.
So I would say this Gambia County, we have plentiful supply of vaccine for anyone who wants it. You can go on and you know, within 2 hours, go almost probably pick which vaccine you want. The healthcare professionals and everyone's done a great job of securing that supply. And so I would encourage anyone who wants one, there's no reason not to be able to get one in Escambia County. So they've done a really good job of that. And we'll be talking a little bit about that in our meeting this morning with Murray Mott, and just really encouraging people to go get it so that we continue to have these events. Our Crawfish Festival last weekend was had a lot of people there. And looking forward to some more great events like that.
We'll take it. I will absolutely take it. Commissioner Robert Bender, District 4 in Escambia County, eastern half of the city, plus Pensacola Beach. Commissioner, thanks for the time. I appreciate the work, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Andrew. Have a great morning.